The Gates are coming to Central Park. The artist Christo and his wife Jean-Claude, the pair who wrapped the Reichstag in silver fabric and opened thousands of umbrellas in Japan and California, are now embarked on their most ambitious project yet. They're going to put 7,500 gates, free-hanging saffron-colored panels, along 23 miles of paths through Central Park. But before the gates unfurl, it's the engineers and forklift operators who are having their day. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
Vince Davenport works out of several white trailers in Central Park. A huge map lines one wall, and more than 100 walkie-talkies are stacked on a shelf. Davenport, director of construction and design engineer for the gates, has two words to describe the work going on: logistical nightmare.
Try to move 10 million pounds of steel from Queens into Central Park. You're talking about 220 semi-truckloads of steel in a very short period of time. I had 15,000 bases to put in a specific spot that weigh from 613 to 837 pounds apiece. There's only one way to do that, and it was a forklift and pallet jacks to adjust them.
What's more, he says, it's a race against time.
There could be 6 or 8 inches of snow on the ground, and we would be dead in the water. You can't run a forklift on snow and ice. I'm racing the weatherman.
And so far, he's winning the race. Workers finished one day before the massive snowstorm, 10 days ahead of schedule, but then spent 6 days digging the bases out. Each day, Davenport, who is 68 and who has been Christo's engineer for many years, gets up at 4 a.m. and worries about the mechanics. His wife, Jonita, has other concerns.
Make the phone calls, do the scheduling. Why isn't the truck here? Pay the bills.
And given New York prices, the project is costing more than expected. Jonita Davenport has hired 1,100 people to install the gates. Many are local, but there are people who have followed Christo and Jean-Claude around the world, and all will be put on the payroll.
There are no volunteers.
No volunteers?
Absolutely no volunteers. How can you insure someone who is not paid?
Some will get just above minimum wage, but there are well-paid, skilled workers who operate the 30 forklifts, for example. Many of them freelance landscapers and stage set operators.
This way is good around that turn. We don't have to worry about nobody getting hurt. You know what I mean?
Yep. And we'll keep feeding from back there, right? Because there's no access.
Audra, what's the width on this?
You all from New York, New Jersey?
I'm from New Jersey.
Long Island.
Brooklyn?
Yeah, we cover all the boroughs.
It's about 12 degrees, and this is the crew that's been working on Area 6 of Christo's project. The park has been divided into 7 areas. John Camp from Queens normally does stagehand work.
It's funny, I've always wanted to work in Central Park, ever since I was a little kid. And I have baby pictures of me in this park, and I always wanted to work here.
You have to bring him in, John.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. You're lucky I even admitted to that one, let alone bringing in the pictures.
At lunchtime, they break and get a hot meal at the Boathouse Cafe in a room usually set aside for swank weddings. Hank Flynn normally works in Jersey City and also does stage work and carpentry. He says this is different from anything he's ever done.
It's fun because it's really not for any practical purpose at all. It's really just something that's going up, and then it'll be there, and then we'll take it down. That appeals to me.
All the workers say they have a front row seat into the difference between how New Yorkers and tourists view the gates. Rob Vinci, area leader of Section 6, says out-of-towners tend to know about the Christo project, but most New Yorkers don't have a clue what's going on.
They can't even imagine what we're doing. They think we're installing park benches or some type of snow removal.
I mean, people will walk up to you and say, "Ah, man, I think this is great."
Again, stagehand Hank Flynn.
And other people would say, "You know, I can't wait till you people are gone." You get the whole rainbow of opinions.
Back in the trailer, Vince Davenport says the biggest misconception about the gates is people think taxpayers are footing the bill. But instead, Christo is in his Soho studio making drawings of the gates, selling them to upscale museums to pay for the $20 million project. Davenport says people just can't understand it.
Why anybody would spend $20 million of their own money to look at it for 2 weeks and then tear it all down?
That's so people come up to you and say, "Why are you doing this, right?"
That's right. And I'm not doing it for the art. I'm doing it for the challenge of the engineering portion of it.
Jonita Davenport says people are afraid of change, of something out of the norm. But if the past is any guide, once the gates are installed, the response will mostly be positive.
And for the diehards who, for whatever reason, really don't like it, we won't be there very long.
It took 20 years to get permission to do a project in Central Park. Jonita Davenport says come spring, there will be no evidence Christo was ever there. The gates open on February 12th, and will be in the park for 16 days. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Photos and more information on the Gates Project are at our website, npr.org.